Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Karen Bergeron. I'm Vice President of the Greater Lowell Chamber. And my beautiful co-host this morning is...
Emma Brooks. I'm the Event and Communication Coordinator for the Chamber.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it is. It's such a beautiful day.
It is. And so nice out.
Oh, it's
in the middle of a heat wave.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I know you will.
If this is what winter's going to be, I'll take it. And speaking about warmth, our next guest, everyone knows how warm and loving and supporting she is. We have Rachel Chaddock, and she's the Executive Director for Circle Home. Welcome.
Thank you, Karen. It's always lovely to be with the Chamber. So thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. You really do such a phenomenal job, and I really consider it a pleasure and honor to have you.
This is our home care and hospice month across the nation, so I appreciate those words of acknowledgement, but I'd be remiss if I did not send a shout out to our board of directors and our staff and our volunteers and all of the people who make sure that we do a really wonderful job. They are great with our clients.
It's like they say, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a great team.
Absolutely.
It does. And I know Emma has got first question for you.
So you had said that November is National Home Care and Hospice Month. What's the advantage for patients and their families to get care in their own homes?
Oh, there are so many advantages to individuals and their families. So if you think about any experience you've had where you had to go into a facility or a hospital, I guess what comes first to my mind is wearing johnnies. Right?
Yes.
Having to work around their time schedule, being in an unfamiliar environment. And for many, many patients, and particularly elderly, that can be a very confusing time and a time where you feel that you have absolutely no control over your health. And so when people are at home, they're surrounded by all of the things they know. They have their own schedules. They're less at risk for hospital-acquired infections. They have one-on-one attention from the individuals and the caregivers that we're sending in. And it's really about what they want, because we are truly, truly guests in their home. So our sole purpose is to work with them around them meeting their goals and recuperating and getting well. So I think there are a lot of advantages. I love our name, because when I think about circling home, I think that's what people want to do. They want to circle home. They want to be where they're comfortable, where they're surrounded by people they love, and they have just a better experience, and research has proved they actually heal and improve faster in their own home environment.
Absolutely. They're home where they're happy, and people are far more easier to be able to drop in, family, friends, and they're comforted with their memories right there.
Absolutely.
Which is great. But now, we've talked about the benefits, which they're numerous, but who can receive these services?
So just about anybody can receive services. Now, the question is, who can have services paid for by their insurance is maybe a little bit different. But just so that I kind of start out by telling you, we have two companies. We have Circle Home, and we also own a private duty company, Commonwealth Nursing Services. So between those companies, really anybody can have services. Our private duty company is more of a private pay scenario than one that would be covered by insurance, but there are options for everyone. Typically, you hear about Circle Home. Circle Home is a Medicare certified agency that actually bills insurance. So most of the clients Circle Home sees are people who are recuperating from an illness. They've either had a change in their medical condition and their doctors called in orders for them to be seen, or they're leaving a skilled nursing facility or rehab center or hospital after having surgery or, again, a decline in their status. And then we're called in to help them. And those services tend to be very short term, because that's what insurance will pay for. So generally, you're talking 1 to 2 months of service to help people get back on their feet, make sure they're stable, make sure they understand their health and wellness regime at home and what they need to do to keep them home and from going back to an ER in a hospital.
So it's a great transition.
It's a wonderful transition. And if you think about a lot of the things that people are hospitalized for, coming home can be scary.
Oh, absolutely.
It can be really scary to think about, am I doing the right thing? Did I understand that instruction correctly? Am I taking the right pills? Is this a side effect of the pill? So we're there to help them with all of those things that they encounter along the way and make sure they're very well educated and able to manage their care as they move forward.
Oh, that's phenomenal. And I know you had touched on the benefits of it, especially for the patients, but I'm sure there are so many benefits for families as well, that are maybe the caretakers for those patients to have that care right in their own homes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been a caregiver. My mother's been a caregiver. So from firsthand knowledge, I can tell you, even if you have background in nursing or any other field in medicine, it's very different when you're a caregiver. When you're a caregiver, you have an emotional attachment to people, and you constantly, I think, are double kind of guessing yourself. Am I making a right decision for them? And it weighs really heavily. And also, when you're the caregiver, trying to caregive with a loved one is not necessarily easy because they don't always listen to you or want to do what, you know, you
right.
think is the right thing for
right.
them to do. So we're there to kind of bridge that for them and to be that extra ear for the emotional component of caregiving, which can be exhausting.
It certainly can, and it's so amazing, and I'm sure everybody out in the listening audience has had to deal with when you say something and you know that this is what's best, especially if it's for parents, and the parents, you're the child, so they don't listen, and then somebody of medical authority, they will listen to.
Right, and they can make that transition easier so that the relationships remain intact. And this is actually Caregiver Month as well. And so today we have a special luncheon for five or six family caregivers that our staff have recognized for their really superb work with their family members. So this is really my favorite time of year at the agency.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
Nice.
It is. Now, the health system is really changing. So what could people expect to experience in the months and the years ahead?
So much is going on within Circle Health as a health system, but also across the nation when we look at how healthcare is provided. And I believe that many of the things that we're going to see are going to involve an increase in technology, an increased sharing of some of that information electronically. And while for some people that might be a little bit scary, if you think about having access to medical information, it helps caregivers give better care if they are aware of what happened at the doctor's office or what happened in the hospital and in real time, because right now we know it takes some time for that communication to happen. So I think we'll see more and more of that happening. I believe that we will also see more focus on wellness. And for many years, our healthcare reimbursement system has been set up to follow a population that are ill. And our healthcare costs have soared, and our emphasis have been on making people who are ill better. But we haven't spent a lot of money on how do we keep people from getting sick to begin with. And so we're going to start seeing a shift in that. We're going to see much heavier emphasis around the value of the care that providers are giving. And so when I say value, many people think, oh, money, decrease in costs. And while that's a piece of it, if you think about value, value is also what's the value to the patient, what's the value to the referral source. And one of the things that people care about are, what are the outcomes? What's happening? If I'm providing care to a patient, then how well are they recuperating? Are they ending back up in the hospital? Are they having issues that perhaps should have been resolved or caught at the agency? And so you're going to see a really heavy emphasis on that, as well as on patient and caregiver satisfaction. And then to tie it all together, you're going to see the whole continuum of care the hospital settings, the nursing homes, the physician practices, the home care providers, the Meals on Wheels people, all of the people who have a hand in caring for these patients, they're going to have to collaborate more together. We used to work as, okay, home care did their thing, the hospital does their thing, the doctor does their thing. We've got to start pulling together on how we help people to manage their health and their wellness.
And it's so wonderful knowing that they have you there to help and guide them and to be a support system.
Well, thank you.
It's true.
I have to share, because I was talking about outcomes, and so I told you I love November, and we have lots to be thankful for in November, but at the beginning of the month, we also just received two recognitions at Circle Home, and one was for being the top 25 for our benchmarking company around patient satisfaction. This is our second year in a row.
Congratulations!
Thank you. That's amazing.
And we're also selected as part of the home care elite across the nation, so we're in the top 25% of home care providers across the nation as well. So, and that's based on our costs as well as our outcome scores. So, wow. Very exciting time for us.
That's
lots
amazing.
To be thankful for.
It
and
is.
Lots to look forward to.
Absolutely. Only more and more and better things to come. Now, if somebody wants to be able to get mm-hmm. in touch with you, can you give us all your contact information?
Sure. So, the number is 978-459-9343.
Wonderful. And website?
www.circlehomehealth.org.
Thank you so much. And I already can't wait to have you on again, because you have such fantastic information.
Oh, I'd love to be on again anytime.
Oh, thank you
for your time.
Thank you. The time is 10:24. And please stay tuned to Chamber Chat. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.